You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Basketball Wives After Show.
Woo!
That means go, Mari.
So
go, Mari.
I'm excited to be doing Basketball Wives Episode 6, Season 6. It's been a long time, y'all.
Oh, Season 4.
Oh, really? Because yes. We definitely have Season 6 up there.
No, Season 4.
Season 4. We were just messing with you guys
at home.
It
feels like Season 6 because there's so much drama. That's all.
And you might be confused because the Real Housewives are here, but we're not talking about those ladies.
Right. We were definitely testing you guys. But in the studio today, we have myself, Spicy Madi, and the beautiful Rebecca Prince beside me. And then we also have Ronnie Jr. in the boardroom on the ones and twos.
Hello.
Doing his Ronnie Jr. thing.
What a show, though. I mean, there's a quote there that, you know, Kenya said at the end that I'm dying to get to, but we'll wait for that.
We're going to wait.
Yes,
don't
we got to build
the way
anticipation.
Ahead,
this, I mean,
but I mean, just what a good show this was.
It wasn't a super eventful episode, but it definitely was juicy. And I think that's one thing that Basketball Wives is always consistently doing, is giving us the drama. And there was definitely drama this episode once again.
Yeah, there's never a shortage of drama on Basketball Wives. Otherwise, these ladies would not be getting paid the way they do. But yeah, to start it off, basically what happened this week, of course, as we know, is last week was Shawnee's crazy birthday party, the dueling toasts seen at a bridesmaid's, and then of course everyone this week is just still talking about it. We actually saw them leave the restaurant. Jen didn't get jumped on her way out by Evelyn, even though she insisted she was going to wait around for her. So that was a good thing. You know, it ended well, I guess, unless you're Shawnee and that was your birthday party.
I felt so bad for Shawnee because, I mean, you have to anticipate the drama, of course, but for once, I'm sure somebody would like to just take a breath of air and just enjoy their company and just enjoy time with your friends, and it doesn't have to turn into a circus.
Somebody even made that comment. I think it might have been Susie. Oh, Shawnee, that's the last thing she wanted. But I'm like, I don't know if it was the last thing she wanted. She says, no, 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 but I think she really means, yes, 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 let's get these ratings.
Well, because I think she sees the dollar signs, like Susie said last week.
That was cute of Susie, but
they
really.
They all have, you know, Shawnee to thank for their bank accounts being so plentiful right now.
Right.
So, you know.
And speaking of that comment, someone is still holding on to the fact that reference was made about the bank accounts and them having come off of welfare or what is it?
Food stamps. Tammy did not appreciate that.
She took it back a couple seasons.
Yeah, she's still holding on to it,
she's
though.
She's holding on to it, which I think is funny because Tammy is the biggest person, like, not physically.
Largest?
You know.
Ooh.
No.
You're going to have Tammy coming after her then.
No, please. I saw her on Robertson the other day. I was a little nervous. But yeah, she's the person, she dishes it out the most, you know? So you would think that someone who dishes it out wouldn't, like, take it so hard, but I guess that's not the case. I mean, or maybe food stamps is just a sore subject.
It could be a sore subject, or she's always just looking. You know, she knows what reality television gold is,
yeah.
And she also knows nobody's going to play her. But she is a little bit much with it. But
well, I think that reference that Susie made to that, it could have still been a compliment to Shawnee having not brought up that, because she obviously was referring to Tammy. So it was,
unnecessary,
and it was rude. And unless you're trying to start beef, you really shouldn't be making those kind of comments.
I agree, but in in Susie's defense, and I don't even know if it is a defense as much as it just is the way Susie is, Susie gets a little drunk and Susie starts just, you know, she gets a little loose at the lips. It's mm-hmm. almost like she can't help herself. She was doing it at Royce's charity benefit. She's doing it at Shawnee's party. And I'm sure we're going to see more of her doing it. I mean, she just cannot help herself. She just likes to, it's the same when we were watching the show and what did she, oh, she was talking to Evelyn about, you know, the whole Keisha situation and how Keisha's really nervous and uncomfortable after, you know, basically being emotionally hijacked at that table.
Right.
And that she's breaking out in cold sores. Like, Susie just has loose lips. Like, she can't.
Yeah. Out of this
she
girl's
can't
mouth.
Help it. That was, she can't
that,
help
that,
it.
That's a great point to bring up because I was hugely offended by the fact that, and embarrassed for Keisha because that was, once again, a comment that didn't need to be made. And Susie's putting else's business out there once again. And whether she's thinking about it or not, she still has to take responsibility for her rudeness and for the embarrassment that she's bringing whomever she's referencing.
It's true. But I mean, honestly, I just don't think I don't know if she doesn't have the mental capacity for it or she just doesn't care and she's just like flighty and like, oh, sorry, you know, I didn't mean it. I love you, girl.
But nobody's out like coming from left field like, oh, girl, you know, when Susie had her yeast infection last week, like nobody does
yikes,
that other
TMI.
Than Susie. She's the only person who's given out information that is unnecessary.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I just, you know, I do like Susie on the show. She entertains me because of these little things she says, but she just can't help herself.
Yeah, she's not
know?
Thinking. And it's obvious she doesn't intend to hurt anyone.
And it's like, you know, you all have one of those girls. Like, everyone has one of those girlfriends where you like them and you're cool and you'll hang out with them, but you just can't tell them too much stuff because even if they don't mean it in a malicious way, it somehow always comes out at a time that it just doesn't seem necessary.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's
I'm probably
Susie.
Guilty of putting my foot in my mouth too, so in a Susie way I can understand that because I kind of do say whatever's on my mind, so Susie's probably not thinking in her defense.
Yeah,
but at the same time she's embarrassing
and
her friends.
It also goes off, you know, the people that are trying to, I don't want to say play both sides, but sort of in a way, you know, she Susie, and we saw this with Kenya too, except Kenya, you know, she's gonna get rocked about it later, but we do see Susie trying to be friendly with so many people.
Yeah,
and I think with this particular group you have to take a side. I mean, it is what it is, you know, and Susie tries her best to be good with everybody. You can't go play, you know, tennis with everybody. You can't go do Zumba with everybody. You do have to pick a side at some point.
Well, besides everyone finding out that Keisha got cold sores from being stressed out, you know, Susie also did open the door with Evelyn and her, you know, open the idea to Evelyn meeting with Keisha again because, you know, Keisha rubbed Evelyn the wrong way after her charity function when she sort of gave them that inappropriate speech on how to behave.
Right.
So, you know, Susie opened that door and then Keisha and Evelyn met and they talked and seemed to have worked, you know, out their issues and were going to move on to maybe trying to mend the relationship with Tammy and Keisha and Kenya, because no one really knows what's going on in that whole mess because Kenya says a whole lot of stuff on this side and then flip-flops to say a whole bunch of stuff on this side. So everyone's just kind of caught in this weird
space. Well, I appreciate Susie having done that, having spoke yeah. on Keisha's behalf and going over to Evelyn, having that conversation with her, because she didn't have to do that. And Susie kind of knows that she's in between and she right. does have the ability to go back and forth between the two because she's kind of not in trouble by anyone right. right now other than Tammy. But at the same time, you know, she's doing the same thing that Evelyn is doing, self-appointed mediator. And
I don't know who gave her that role.
but I do appreciate, as a friend, her doing that for Keisha.
Yeah.
And it was very big of Evelyn to be open to that, having been upset. But it was very big of Keisha to having been open to that as well, because Keisha can also say, Evelyn, you were trying to play me.
Yeah.
By putting me in that awkward situation.
And then kind of jumping on, you know, Tammy had a whole separate issue with Keisha, and then Evelyn, I feel like, kind of jumped on it with her own issue on how she talked to her at her charity event, which I get, and everybody's entitled to it. But yeah, I said it when we're watching the show, like, Tammy and Evelyn have really teamed up this season to become,
right.
like, the bad bitch, the mean the mean bitch crew. Like, and they are. Like, I wouldn't want to mess with them. If they were yelling at me, I'd probably just sit there too, like, dang, what am I going to do?
Don't you feel like Keisha's handling herself well, though?
Oh, she could be
throwing earrings off
this.
And going nuts and bananas, too. But she said, you know, this is not the way that I handle things.
Yeah.
And I think that she's being very big of a person. And once again, I do not think that she's a punk for not turning hood on someone and yelling and screaming and calling you out your name. And so she's like, okay, I'll have a civilized conversation with you if that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's great that she's doing that.
Well, you know, if everyone on the reality show, I mean, as crazy as it is, there's a lot of these ladies have very similar personalities. But if everyone on the show acted exactly the same way, ultimately it would just implode because you can't have that many similar personalities and have it work. And, you know, like right now, it used to be, you know, the dynamic has shifted. It used to be like Evelyn and Jen and Shawnee were like the cool clique.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tammy then came into it. Tammy and Evelyn had their own issues. Shawnee's kind of now backed up from being on camera so much because I think she just realizes she shouldn't be, you know, as involved as she is. And so the dynamic has now switched where it's now like, you know, Evelyn and Tammy are the queen bees, and you've got Jen, who used to be thick in the circle. She's all the way out the circle. She's getting hit with purses.
It's like a real episode of Mean Girls.
Yeah, and then you know, it is. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but it's like, you know, you think you grow up and you grow out of this high school, like, you know, girl drama dynamic. But, I mean, unfortunately, with some of these ladies, it's, you know, it's just the same situation 15 years later, 10 years later. I don't want to age them that much.
I think that Evelyn and Tammy are entertaining as hell. I love their energy, their personalities. I love that they say whatever, whenever. I mean, they're bosses. Like, I'm going to call them bosses. But with that boss word, I'm going to call them bullies, too. They are tag teaming and gangstering every single person. So in this situation, when you have something to say or you would like to speak up against them or you don't like being disrespected and you try to voice your opinion, there's no reasoning with these bullies.
Oh, I agree. I mean, honestly, I don't think Keisha had any other, you know, I don't think there would have been an appropriate response. And that's what she said. She said she stayed longer than she wanted to. She didn't say anything, but she sat there and she stayed. And yeah, I said it last week, she looked like a deer in headlights. But of course, why wouldn't you be? You have two people who, it's a match of who can talk the loudest, who could curse the most. Listen, I curse. I have a potty mouth. I'm a sailor. But like, there's a way to do it.
Right.
And that was not that was a cursing you out way, not like we're just cursing in, you know, the overall thing.
No, I was just going to say, this episode, we see the energy shifting from the drama with Tammy and Evelyn and what went down with Jen to them turning it around to, okay, let's create drama around Keisha and Kenya.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if they want to create drama as much as they kind of are still trying to figure these girls out, which they keep saying, but you know, I don't know. It's a hard situation because Kenya, for me, since day one, Kenya's been like in Mars. Like, I don't know what Kenya's doing. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know what she thinks. Like, I just, like, I can't wrap my brain around anything she has going on.
Right.
Like, her music career is like a hot mess. Like, everything is just like crazy about her. And then she just, like, I don't know. She seems so crazy. And then last week when she's sitting there just, like, cackling, and that's what I'll say. I mean, they called it giggling, but she was, like,
cackling
as Keisha, you know, gets torn up. And then we see her, as Tammy calls her out on this episode, for doing the same thing on a radio interview in Detroit when they were talking crazy about Tammy and all them. And I don't know, you know, I don't know if that's her defense or if she just really doesn't, you know, if she just really is on Mars and like kind of is like, hey, I'm just going to go whatever way the wind blows.
Yeah, I think that it's more of that, the latter of what you just said. But she definitely is a two-faced girl. We know that she's two-faced by her relationship with Keisha.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a little beef because Keisha was being honest by not wanting to do her show or her video and everything. But at the same time, her interview on the radio station, when you're in that situation and people are saying negative things, you should be defending your show. If anything, if you have relationships with these girls and you're trying to befriend them, right, and they're talking junk about Basketball Wives, they're talking about you too.
I mean, the thing about the interview, the only clip we saw from the show was obviously the one DJ saying that 94 point whatever percent of these women aren't wives. She's got a point. That is not a false statement.
Right.
Like, I understand Kenya laughing at that because it's true. Like, but I don't know how deep they kind of went in on the rest of the girls, which is why maybe Tammy was so frustrated. But like, Tammy, you can't be mad because a radio DJ is saying you're not a wife. You're not. You got divorced. You signed the papers.
I don't think that it was so much about the you're not a wife, because at one point she was. I think that she was more upset of how are you going to be laughing at them with me? Like, I mean, how are you going to be laughing at them, you know, about us? Like, you should have our back.
It's true. But then I wonder, so if then Keisha was in that situation and Keisha was sitting up at the radio station, because every interview I've heard that they've done with Keisha, she's been very PC. She's never said, even when she called in here, she didn't say a bad word about any of the ladies. I mean, she said Kenya was crazy, which is kind of a fact. It's not fiction. But besides that, she's been very, you know, PC and kind of handled everything as nicely as possible. So, but if Keisha was sitting here defending them, you know, calling all these ladies or saying whatever about the ladies, is Tammy going to have a shift in the way she looks at Keisha? Because right now, it's clear that she's already kind of written her off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's such a, like, I don't know. I feel like that's just such an easy thing to, like, attach onto and be like, well, I think you were but, like, you know, Kenya has no alliance to Tammy, just how Tammy has no alliance to Kenya. Tammy will throw Kenya under the bus
Tammy's
in 5 seconds.
Tammy's not pretending to.
Kenya is.
Kenya is trying to act like, no, I totally agreed with you guys and the way that you were treating Keisha at this dinner, when really as soon as the ladies left, she was acting as if she had her back and she didn't agree with it. Like,
and they're friends and they've worked out their issues and it's all good.
She was being two-faced, but then later on goes to say that she would have had her back if they were friends, but they're not. So that's why she allowed the girls to attack her.
I mean, I just think, I don't think Kenya knows what she's even saying anymore. I mean, and that's basically what it boiled down to in the episode, is everyone kind of confronting her because no one really knows, like, what is Kenya talking about?
Right.
Where does she stand? What kind of person is she? Because
I love that Susie busted her out, though, and went and told Tammy and Evelyn, like, look, I know you guys think that Keisha's this way, but I've spent time with her. I went to North Carolina. It gave me an inside tip to really get to know this girl. There's more to her. And Kenya is crazy. She was talking about you guys as soon as you left.
I don't know. It's crazy. They're crazy. They're a crazy group of girls. And with Kenya, I mean, I don't even know. I'm like at a loss for words.
I can't even. I'm sorry. She is not.
I just don't know how
you're aesthetically pleasing. She does not enhance visually the show. And personality wise, she doesn't have any. And she is shady business. From what we have seen, there has not been one positive thing. And you're going to tell me in all the time that she taped and footage, they couldn't find one good light to shine on her?
I know. I mean, I don't know. Kenya's out there, and I honestly, like, I don't understand how on a reality show in general, like, how do you lie about something you said? You know you're being filmed, right? Like, you know they're going to air this, so what? I mean, I'm curious, like, when the reunion happens, and then it's like, oh, so did you watch all the shows? Now do you remember what you said, since every single time somebody confronts you? Well, I don't know exactly if I said that. I don't know exactly. I don't know my exact wording, but it may be along the lines of, you know, like, she's going to see this back. All the ladies are going to see this back. And hopefully that'll make even, you know, Evelyn and Tammy then feel a little stupider that they kind of like gave her the benefit of the doubt so much, when since day one she's been flip-flopping.
They're trying to get a feel for these girls, like you said earlier, and so it's always hard when new girls do kind of come into the clique. And I think that she's so thirsty to be accepted that she doesn't really know what stand she should take.
I agree. And but though last year, you know, that was everyone's big complaint with Mika Claxton, was that she was so thirsty. She was dying to be in the circle. She wanted to be in the circle so bad. And Tammy was real quick to, you know, make sure it was known she wasn't in the circle and that, you know, everyone knew how thirsty she was. But that's why I think this year it's been a little interesting, because it's definitely, you know, Evelyn said it tonight that she considers her and Tammy to be like, you know, they smell bullshit. So why is it taking them so long to kind of get a whiff? Because I got it on the first episode.
Definitely.
I don't know. Well, then once I saw those YouTube videos, I was like, okay, over it.
As these girls, I mean, I just think that they should really just reconsider how important the friendships are on this show. Because if you sit back and watch, Evelyn and Tammy were quick to throw Jen out of the circle, and that was one of their besties.
Well, that was Evelyn's for 10 years. 10 years, one of her good friends. But that's, and, you know, that's the thing about, like, the world we live in today. Like, everything you write on Twitter, yes, people are going to see it. Even if you delete it, somebody grabbed a screenshot, somebody saved it. It's out there. If you write a blog, yeah, like, that's the thing. Ultimately, I don't know. Maybe this was because, like, I was raised, my mother was like, she wasn't very strict. I mean, not that she let me do whatever, but our policy was always like, as long as you're honest with me about
this.
Right,
honesty.
Like, we're going to be okay. We're going to figure out a way to make it work. If you're going out to a party in high school and you're drinking, just let me know so I can make sure there's somebody to pick you up or whatever. That was like our stance. And now, especially in the day where everything is either
can be referenced
on Facebook,
right back.
On, yeah, Google it, you have everything. Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, whatever it is, your blogs, your own personal stuff.
Can we shout out Mama? Because I know she's watching. All right, back to you. Hey, Mama.
She's telling me, stop playing with your hair. But yeah, you know, like, you have to then just own up to
what you say.
You know, own up to what you say. I think half of these issues would be, you know, alleviated if she just would just own up to it. And that includes Jen. If Jen wrote some crazy nonsense on the blog,
Jen especially should have humbly said, look, I'm sorry. Like, don't come at someone and say, well, what do you want, an apology? Like, that is so disrespectful right there. So if you're really sorry about something, let the person know. And Jen should have been done that, because every single time that someone asks her, and Susie asks her all the time, I mean, do you think that you and Evelyn are going to be friends again? She always says, I mean, I don't know. Like,
that was my point.
She wants to be friends with Evelyn again. She knows she misses her ass.
When I would talk bad about her, you guys, and you were like, oh, she's not that bad. Jen's not that bad. I don't like that Jen is doing that. I don't like that she don't care, because we all know she does care.
She definitely cares.
But
she's just trying to hold her head up high.
And she just, you know, she just needs to acknowledge it and own it, because we hear, you know, everyone's done their dirt. Everyone said their stuff, even like in your own personal relationships. No one is like guilt-free, as never said a bad word about another person.
Right.
I mean, that's just not realistic. But if this is your friend of 10 years and this is someone you care about, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Evelyn has something to say about Jennifer's ex-husband. The man had a huge knot on his forehead. Like, how could she not have something to say about it? You know,
but she wasn't blogging about it. And so in her mind, she's probably thinking, so many people talk trash about me. I get haterism every single day. I shouldn't have to worry about with my own friends.
I agree.
And in that situation, somebody who she thought had her back was talking mess,
but
and couldn't admit to it when it was documented. Like, it's right there to be pulled up.
I agree.
Up.
But sometimes also, and, you know, because she, Evelyn, like, went so far to the left when she even, like, heard that first radio interview last year when they were in Italy and talking about Chad being an attention whore. She went so, like, crazy on the drama side of it. But it's like, you know, I lost my point as to where I was going.
That's all right.
Damn. I don't know.
Well, it was a distraction for her.
Maybe you are...
I hear you all this banging.
You know, lots of construction. You know, our studio's getting nice and big. No, I guess we could use this time real quick to, of course, talk about our iTunes people, because we do want people to comment on... and they're doing good. Rebecca, we've actually... I've already told Maddie this. We've been in contact with our YouTube people, so they call in now. And also, we're getting a lot of good ratings. So we just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Going off that, Dancing with the Stars, make sure you guys are voting for Maria Menounos.
Yes, vote tonight.
Busiest.
Team Enough.
What would you say? Busiest, hardworking woman in showbiz. So.
She definitely is. She's at the Grove. She's dancing with the stars. I mean, where is she now? She's crazy.
After Buzz, she does it all.
Maybe because, you know, we do have a couple dancers on the Basketball Wives. On the Basketball Wives cast, Keisha and Royce, they should call in and give Maria a couple tips, I think.
Right.
That would be extremely helpful.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I know she's dancing. dancing with a pro, but you know.
She's dancing with one of the best people too. She got herself a good one.
She did.
But yeah, definitely rate us on iTunes, guys. Let us know your thoughts and opinions on this episode of Basketball Wives and our AfterBuzz show. Anything you would like us to discuss, what you loved, what you hated, if you agree with us, definitely rate us. We would greatly appreciate it.
And I'm really dying. And I am really dying to know if it is Team Keisha or Team Kenya, as Rebecca wrote on Twitter. I mean, I don't know who could honestly say they're for Team Kenya versus Keisha, because Kenya just looks so ridiculous. But there are people out there.
Kenya's been retweeting. Kenya's got some like weirdo followers, so I mean, I don't want to alienate any of our viewers if you like her, but
she called the other girl an alien, yeah. Which I felt like was very disrespectful, and I'm sure Madi, you were gonna get there, but I felt it was disrespectful.
We could go there if y'all ready to talk about it, but I wanted to talk about how everybody's having playing sports this episode. Yeah. Everybody's deciding to be athletic, and you busted them out first with the Zumba, then the tennis. How they're taking breaks to talk about the issues.
Well, it's like it's the perfect nice setup. Everyone's like, Keisha's like, okay, I'm gonna go have my first tennis experience with Jen and Susie, and they like hit a couple balls. Well, or they don't actually, because Jen couldn't hit a ball to save her life. So they hit a couple balls, and then all of a sudden it's just like then the powwow over like the, you know.
Yeah. It's
the fence. They're like, okay, so tell me about Shawnee's birthday.
Production,
tell me what happened about
scene,
this.
Right, and
exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like, stop hitting the ball so that we can
call
talk.
Time, location,
same,
and
you know,
go.
Same thing with Keisha and Royce at the Zumba class. They both show up to class. We see them do a couple moves, and then it's like, oh, we're gonna go outside and we're gonna chop it up.
They might have done the whole class. We don't know.
I know there's a lot of stuff they cut out.
But
so
the producers
are
definitely
know.
Like, okay, guys, well, time
it was
to come chat.
Let's get to the good stuff.
And it was the same thing with
being active. They just want to see you talking. Shit.
It was the exact same thing with the dinner. We're going to have a nice dinner. It's going to be Susie, Keisha, I guess, and Royce, the three. We're going to have a nice dinner. I didn't see no cooking. I didn't see no nothing. I just saw gossip about, you know, what
at
I
the
just
house.
Had. Yeah, early on. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so
that's
true.
What they do. Yeah.
Well, one thing that I thought was interesting was that, and this is, I actually, Jen is growing on me, was that when they were playing tennis, how Jen can't play tennis worth anything. I would like to know if there are any sports that she plays, because she supposedly comes from privilege, correct? And you have no athleticism whatsoever. You know that if your parents were rich, they had you either in golf or tennis or row. And like, this is very like general.
Is that white people stuff?
I mean,
isn't that white people stuff?
I don't know. I don't think she speaks two languages. Like, I don't know. I was under the impression that if you come from privilege, that you were, you know, you grew up very active, and she couldn't even swing a tennis racket.
Maybe she's like a synchronized swimmer or something.
Okay, so you're saying maybe she swims. Okay,
I mean,
possibility. Or plays an instrument.
I'm trying to think of like the bougie activities. Maybe she plays polo. Maybe she goes horseback riding and plays polo.
I see
polo.
You having her back. You go, girl.
I don't know. I was like, Jen doesn't seem very athletic to me either. She's like always in like super slow-mo from the way she talks to everything.
Oh, that talk is terrible. She
and
probably...
You know her voice.
And now she's referring to herself in the third person.
Now,
you know,
I said that first episode. She'd been... She had done that like three times within the first two episodes.
Jennifer's just trying to get through this divorce.
I'm glad you guys don't like her like I had been not liking her.
No, it's not that we don't like her.
I don't.
But, you know, there's... If anyone on the cast I don't like, if I'm voting anyone off, it's Kenya. Kenya's going.
Voted
Kenya's been
island.
Gone for a minute.
Yes.
She's like sent
she's
back.
Fired. No, but I do think
she's going to the land of Mika Claxton. Wherever Mika is, that's where Kenya's headed.
I'm interested to know if Mika's like tweeting about the show, because obviously she wanted to like move on, but I don't know.
I don't know if she wanted to move on. I'm sure, you know, it's always one of those things. It's like, it was when you get fired. It's like, oh, no, we mutually decided.
I resigned.
Our relationship wasn't working. We both decided.
Right.
You know, that's bullshit. Someone always pulls the plug at the end of the day.
Someone wants
to
first.
You know,
exactly.
And that person would be Shawnee.
Yeah, Shawnee said, Mika, you ain't about this life. And there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
You ain't about this life. Oh, my God. Evelyn.
When's the t-shirt coming out?
Yes.
Get some?
You ain't about this life. I definitely think that Jen's right, though, when she says that Evelyn is giving Jen too much attention. In the sense of, Evelyn, if you're really off Jen and you're not, if you really don't like her and you are done with this relationship, she's she's giving her so much energy and focusing around her. I hate this girl. Like, she's talking still so much trash about her, where Jin is just trying to, like, keep the peace and obviously wants the friendship back but is afraid to admit it. I think that Evelyn, too, is still hurt and frustrated, and that's her way is by talking mess, though. Yeah. Like, that's her therapy.
Maybe they need to go to, like, I mean, I know, like, Tammy and Shawnee tried to mediate that situation, which obviously didn't work. Tammy being a mediator and Evelyn being a mediator, it's like an oxymoron. Like, it doesn't even make
sense. Even the way, like, Evelyn said it herself, like the way she was doing her interview, she was like, really? I'm the one? The only thing is she did self-appointed that.
Yeah,
so.
She appointed herself, but she, if you can't swallow that pill, if you don't buy what you're selling, how is anybody else supposed to?
Let me tell you this. If Evelyn and Tammy were to fall out right now, she would be ready to make up with Jen.
Absolutely.
It's only because she feels like, you know, she's puffing her chest up. She got, you know, Tammy got her back on this, and
Tammy
forgot she's feeling
that
extra
she was
powerful.
A non-motherfucking factor.
Right.
Right? I mean, she was mad about the t-shirt. She was mad about Evelyn sleeping with her man.
And if you can make up with Tammy, like, you could definitely make up with Jen.
I mean, Jen's like the little, like, bird. You, like, I mean, I don't bad choice of small of animals. I didn't mean bird like that, but she's like that.
No,
like,
she talks more like a horse, but
she's
yeah.
like that little bunny. Like, you know, she's not vicious. Like, she's similar to Keisha in that, like, they're not gonna stand up and act a fool. Like, I'm not, you know, that's not in my character either. Like, if I'm confronting someone, I'm not going to try to physically harm them. And every time with Evelyn, as much as I love her, it goes to that place.
Physical.
I mean, we saw in the previews tonight that next week, she's going after Kenya. She's going after her physically.
Well, let's because we're going to go to commercial soon. So let's get into Kenya,
okay,
this whole,
yeah.
you know, because it had been building up. Everyone
right.
was having conversations, you know. Everyone was telling Evelyn, go meet with this person. Keisha, go meet with this person. And then it happened at that beautiful hotel.
Yeah, everyone was spilling the tea to one another. No one really knew where anyone stood. So Evelyn helped facilitate a meeting with Keisha, Tammy, Susie, and herself.
Right.
Yeah, there was a total five people. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they go there. Keisha,
Susie tries to apologize. I just thought that was
funny. Yeah, well, I appreciated
down.
Susie immediately addressing that and going up to Tammy immediately and saying, you know what? I'm sorry, girl. I did not mean it.
And
you know,
she said, I apologize then. I apologize now. And
yeah.
And forgive me.
Because, you know, she has to wear Tammy down a little bit. She didn't mean anything by that. And I hope Tammy doesn't hold on to that. But we'll probably dive more into that further episodes if she forgives her for that.
So that's how it jumps off. And then, you know, because they really, in these, when they set up these situations, they never give the girls, they don't even have a time for a drink. Unless that's just the way editing works out. But they sit down, and then Keisha just basically says, okay, I'm going to start, because I know that the reason everyone's bringing us
right.
here is for me and Kenya to work out our crap in front of everyone so it can really prove who the liar is, you know? And straight off the bat, it doesn't go well, you know?
But the liar about what?
Because Kenya says she's not cool with Keisha, even though it was on tape that she said, I'm not one to hold grudges.
Right.
We're cool. But then she goes back to Jen and Tammy and tells them, we're not cool. I would have defended her this, you know. And Tammy says, I'm not a fan of liar. And then, you know, Kenya goes to call Keisha a liar for whatever Keisha has supposedly lied about. I mean, I feel like Keisha's been the most honest person there.
And she has.
She hasn't been crazy about it. I mean, we finally see her get, like, a little bit, you know, frustrated tonight and see her actually yelling back. I mean, there are no profanities, but you know,
getting
talking
riled up, yeah.
talking
well,
back,
Kenya
you
started
know.
Off busting her out though, saying, you said as soon as they left, you were talking mess about Evelyn and what had happened over Tammy, what had happened
well,
with
but
Tammy
Keisha
Evelyn.
Said yeah, I was, she just sat there and called me a bitch four times.
Yes,
like,
I was gonna say
I
loved
am talking
that.
About her
but then
that
she
was
Keisha,
no that
was
great
that was owning
it
that
was
Keisha
owning it,
owning it
and
which
I like,
all of them need to do
but
I
she
lo-
stumped
I,
her for a second when she said, well, why didn't you say it when Tammy was right there
I don't
in front
know
of
she
you.
Stumped her because that was interesting to me. I loved that part of the scene
well,
and that made me a Keisha fan even more because I was like, the fact that she had to stop, she was quiet for a second.
She thought
almost
about it.
She just said, well, yeah,
that's
the girl
just
called me a bitch. Like, of course I said that, now on to you. And that's when Kenya really
But the thing that everyone's acting like, Keisha had like a ton of time to talk when, you know, Tammy and Evelyn were like going in on her. Keisha had no time to talk.
Right.
Anytime Keisha said anything, it was like, oh, please, can we move past this? I'm over it. Bitch. Like, anytime she tried to interject, she got shut down.
And that's what I was going to say exactly in her defense. So, I completely agree with you.
How does Kenya expect anyone to then, you know, sit there and say, oh, yeah, like, I should have said that, because the bottom line was you didn't have the option.
And it was also really low, the fact that Kenya starts with the, well, what are you about? What do you got going on? Which made Keisha have to say, well, I got my dance company.
I just didn't like the fact
that Keisha had to defend herself. And let me tell you, like, we love Keisha, but Keisha is not, like, we watch Celebrity Apprentice around here, and if you ain't good in the boardroom, you're gonna get fired.
It's
Keisha,
true.
As nice as she is not the best with that. So Kenya was coming very aggressive.
Right.
And had an attitude the entire time
while she was talking to her with her
head
rolling.
But the thing is, you know, anytime Keisha said anything back to her, which was a true statement, and which she had Susie sitting there backing her up, I mean, like, let's be honest, I would have looked at my producer, who you know is standing to the side, you know, giving direction on whatever scene we're filming, I would have been like, can you please bring up the tape? Like, if we're really having this conversation in front of everybody,
bring up that footage.
Can you bring the tape back here? So, like, let's be honest. So the girls don't have to wait until right now when it's airing. Like, let's see this in the moment, and you can see who is really full of crap. And at the end of the day, it's Kenya. She wants to take off her shoes. She wants to hit Keisha because she said she's sad and pathetic.
Yeah, the shoe
she
thing was
is.
Funny. The shoe thing was hysterical, but also that quote that Kenya gave, I didn't appreciate
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and then Kenya yelled at Keisha that she was an alien, half man looking.
And the only
thing.
Reason
that was so it was unnecessary and inappropriate.
Hater.
Okay.
Because at that point, Keisha had not called her any names. She hadn't said anything negative about her, you know, physically, mentally, like, other than she was crazy, which she really is. But she wasn't attacking her physically.
Here's what I thought, Kenya.
We talk about her weave every week. There is plenty to talk about in Kenya's
Both
appearance.
Both of them had bad weaves this episode. Both of them.
It's true. It was looking a little dry.
Sorry, Keisha.
I feel like Kenya, what she wanted to use this opportunity to do was to show off in front of Tammy, to show off in front of everyone.
She does that every time.
So I didn't like that, and I definitely didn't like the tell me if you guys follow me on this one. I didn't like the idea that it was the alien half man comment, which it could be an ethnic. There you go.
Yes.
Mighty being mixed. Did you get that?
It definitely.
I hated
alien.
That.
And then she called her half alien, half man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just to me.
She already knows that's a sensitive topic for Keisha, ethnically being biracial. And then you're trying to call her an alien outside of it. Keisha doesn't look like an alien. And so what you're referring to is her ethnicity or her being an other. And
in that case, you might as well just say it. Like, really go after her racial. Don't skirt around it. Say.
Exactly.
Because it was a low blow and you knew it's going to hit Keisha and it's going to make her, you know.
Preach, Ronnie, preach.
Well, because I hang with you so much, Mari, and I know this the biracial thing of what you speak upon. And it's like, if somebody said that to you in that respect, I would be like, what? You know she's grown up, you know, mixed, and it's an issue. Like,
and Keisha should have said, she should have, at that point, I'm surprised Keisha didn't hop up and try to go after her.
I loved Keisha in this scene. She gets up. She's like, I'm not even dealing with
this. Well, you know what it is? She's smart about it. She's like, look, you're not going to pull my hair and scratch my face just because you're not cute. Like, you have nothing to lose, but I got stuff to lose. So Keisha's like, you're not touching me.
I mean, that and the fact that Keisha is tiny. This girl was sitting in a sports bra and some pants after Zumba class. Everyone, when they sit down, has like a little bit of like fat rolls. Even if you're really skinny, you have no, not Keisha. Keisha's like the tiniest thing I've ever seen in my whole life. Like,
yeah,
literally.
I mean, but she even said, like, if she had to,
yeah, she could dance or kick her to the face. But I mean, come on. Like,
but I don't think it's a question of her being scared. I think that she's just like, I don't understand why we have to fight
about it. Because when you don't, I mean, I honestly think, like, if you don't grow up having to, like, fight for you know everything, you don't have that mentality. And that's, you know, Kenya stabbed her own husband, like,
and now we're about to see that same action.
What do we expect, you know? Like, I'm not messing with Kenya either.
Yeah.
Like, you're taking your shoes off, which I like how Tammy pointed that out. She was like, the ultimate black move. She took her shoes off.
Yes, that felt so contrived and so staged. Like, come on.
I just needed Kenya to start rubbing some Vaseline on her face and taking off her earrings, and we would have been good to go.
She was hoping, like, you guys getting this on tape, okay, I'm taking off my left shoe. Like, she obviously was trying to let
Kenya,
it be known.
To me, seems like she's doing the classic, like, I'm going to go on the show and I'm going to edit myself as the way I want to be, because this is just, I mean, it was funny to see her be so chipper episode 1, episode 2, episode 3, so, you know, just so chipper all the time. And I'm like, why is this girl that's so sweet is the one that actually stabbed her husband. We know you don't go from chipper to stabbing a husband like that. There's got to be an in-between. And damn it, we're finally there to see it, which is the real hurt, finally.
With the box cutter.
Well, that's not anything that I don't think that any of the other women on the show are capable of doing. I definitely can see everybody on
Evelyn
the show
will throw
doing
a bottle,
that.
Though.
Yes. I think they all are capable of inflicting some pain on
Chad
someone.
Chad better watch out before she cracks a glass right in his face.
Yeah, like, I don't think that that's... But we know that she will get physical. And Keisha was trying to calm the situation, not start an actual fight. But you're right, that was... Kenya's time to show off in front of Evelyn and Tammy, and that's what she was doing.
But she showed her true colors, and if anything, she just made everyone there question her more than ever. And I'm glad that Keisha finally started pulling out bombs. Like, Keisha was like, I don't want to have to...
Fire with fire.
You know, I don't want to have to say what Kenya said about these ladies, but F it. At this point, like, why not? Like, why am I keeping what you said to me confidential when anything I've ever said, you've made sure to, you know... reiterate and verbatim to these other ladies.
And it was crazy because Tammy was like, the gloves are off. I almost feel like Tammy shifted her energy of like, I don't not like Keisha.
Well, that's what I was really like hoping that this whole interaction was kind of going to like smooth everything out. But I mean, just being that I've read things and I know things. Unfortunately, it doesn't work out that way. But I was kind of hoping that both Evelyn and Tammy were going to realize, wait, okay, Keisha is pretty upfront about who she is. She's not BSing about it. It's what it is. And then this Kenya chick is just like thirsty and trying to get in the circle, and we're going to throw her out just like we did Mika Claxton.
And we got to jump to commercial in just a second, but real quick, as we lead to the next storylines of next episode. So when Kenya starts to basically just she can't handle it no more, she does own up real quickly to the fact that she did call... Evelyn.
Well, she didn't
loose.
Own up to it.
She
really
didn't own
quickly.
Up to it real quick. Well, but, took a little bad dream.
No.
But it's going to lead to a lot. And she threw Royce right under, too, which
she,
is like.
No, she said verbatim, all I know is I referenced you being a hoe. Referenced you being a hoe.
And Royce, and then she said, and Royce. It's like, how you bring Royce?
You going to try to throw Royce under the bus?
Royce went dancing and Royce had lunch with you. And in neither of those scenes did I hear Royce call Evelyn loose. And we know they have their issues.
Right.
And maybe she may have said that. But Royce also. I mean, you may not like her on the show, but at least Royce is also one of those people that she's going to admit what she said. She's going to own it.
Right. And so Kenya was definitely trying to, you know, throw someone under the bus
with
her.
She wanted to defuse it.
She was like,
don't turn this on me.
With this.
Don't turn this on me.
And when, of course, Evelyn is like, what?
That's all you have to say to Evelyn, though. She's pretty... For someone who dishes it out, she's pretty sensitive too. I mean, same
Very
thing
true.
About getting so upset about Jen calling Chad an attention whore. Like, you dish it out, but you can't take it, and it's small comments. Like,
yeah,
the radio
you're
giving
interview.
It more power than it maybe necessarily meant coming out of someone's
I always
mouth.
Thought that about
right.
the Jen radio interview. Like,
yeah.
all Jen said was, "Don't date an athlete because you had issues with an athlete,"
and that Chad's an attention
sort of,
whore.
That
he is.
He had a reality show.
He had a dating show on VH1. He changed his last name to Ocho Cinco.
Yeah,
I
but
mean,
if it, you still
hello?
Can't talk mess about your best friend's dude, you just can't do that. Like, that's like a rule.
The
you
rules.
Cannot do
that's
that.
What I was gonna say. Finally. It comes back when we were talking about Jen and Evelyn. I was gonna say, you can't, though. Being a good friend doesn't always mean agreeing with what your friend says,
right?
And that's
when you say
what
that to them, you don't voice it to the rest of the public. Like, something like that stays between y'all.
I agree.